Thank you. Thank you so much. Good desk, Vietnam. welcome to The Long Shot. It is a podcast. I am one of your hosts. My name is Sean Conroy. My co-host, always, as always, the other host, not a co-host. Co-host sounds like less than. The other host is Amber Kenny is here.
Hello, excuse me. I think I have allergies or something. I can't stop sniffling suddenly.
Well, at least you don't have a protruding forehead that makes you look like a ghost, which I am currently.
Oh, I was like, excuse me?
No, I'm talking about myself. Don't have that, you know?
Put some bronzer on that bad boy. It'll recede to the background.
Right. Well, everybody, this is The Long Shot. It is a podcast. I feel like I had something I wanted to talk about before we even started, but of course now it's completely escaping me. Did you watch Andor by any chance on Disney Plus?
No.
Because it was one of those things where I just noticed it was trending on Twitter, X, what used to be called Twitter. It's now called X. And I can't figure out why. Like, I loved the show, and I was like, oh, there must be a new and then it was just, like, all kinds of stuff about how it was about fascism and stuff. And I was like, oh, I guess there's not a new episode.
People just figured that out. I have something to talk about social media before we dive in. Mm-hmm. I was served today a TikTok.
Wait. Wait till we check in.
Okay, never mind.
Yes. I know where you're going, but I don't want to get there. We always start the show with a segment that we call Checking In. So let's start today
with you.
all right, fine. So tell us about this happening on TikTok that you had today.
I was surprised and delighted to be served a TikTok from the one, the only Sean Conroy, telling me tips and tricks on writing my very own pilot. And I could be wrong about this, but I feel like you were not on TikTok because you would always talk about things that you saw on Instagram like 6 months later that was a TikTok trend. So is this a new development?
Yes. I think I had an account or maybe two accounts that
you
I
were a, started. A lurker.
No, but I didn't even look, like I didn't go there. I was like a guy who lived under the bridge 400 yards away who knew it was there, but never went by, you know?
Like one of those guys.
Yeah.
That old classic.
A troll who lived under the bridge. Well, let me ask you this, because I think the way you said it strikes me. Number one, why were you surprised? And number two, why were you delighted?
Okay. I was surprised because I didn't think that you were on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't just – it felt like – damn, I feel like there's no way out of this. You're like,
you can say you weren't actually delighted. You just put those two words together. If that's what you're.
No, I was delighted. I was delighted. I was absolutely delighted, but I was surprised because I didn't think you were on it. But also it wasn't just like, I've posted a couple TikToks, but they're like real just shitball. Like,
hey everybody, I'm wearing a penguin costume.
That wasn't on my TikTok account, but yes, but like, yeah. If I felt moved in the moment, I would post something, but I didn't have good lighting or good yours looked like you were making content. Like it felt very intentional.
Yes.
It felt like somebody put a gun to your head.
Oh, that kind of, Jesus. What happened here?
Are you running currently?
I was, yeah. I always forget to turn the fucking thing on. After I've been back in the house, it's always like, and it's this weird thing where it will list like 25 things and it cannot be stopped. It's like
totally.
Time, 1 hour, distance, 11 miles, speed, 14 seconds per mile. Anticipated time of finish, 2 hours.
Right.
You're just like,
cadence, elevation. Yeah.
Humidity 84%. Shut up. Breakfast sandwich favorites, bacon and eggs. It's a fucking app. Shut up. I don't care. So it felt intentional to you when you looked
at it. Yeah, it felt like someone who knew what they were doing. It felt like you had prepared what you were going to say ahead of time.
Now, is that the surprising part or is that the delighted part? Like,
you're surprised that I knew what I was doing. No, what I mean is like, it's not like, oh my God, I'm dead. I'm so surprised. But but that like you clearly put together a social media strategy and implemented it. And that's surprising in the sense that you weren't even on TikTok before. And here you are.
This was my grand entrance.
Now you're a creator. I'm going to have to offer you a contract to promote the next DreamWorks movie. Right. And yeah.
I mean, you know, who knows what happens, but yes, I
had. I feel like your website was like listed.
Yeah,
in the bottom.
Yeah,
and in a good position because I know a lot of people put text at the bottom and then the TikTok UI. I don't know UX. I don't know what you call it, but like it the
AI. AI.
Just the buttons that are normally on TikTok can cover up. It will. I've seen people who like it. In theory, it's a great TikTok, but then all the buttons cover up the words is what I'm trying to say. And yours didn't do that. It looked intentional. It looked smart. It looked fresh. It looked hot. It looked happening. What do you want from me?
Surprised and delighted, Amber Kenny. Fresh, hot, and happening. Also, Amber Kenny. yeah, I mean, I've been talking with social media people for a while about, you know, putting just having doing content of some sort, and then I was talking to somebody who I've worked with a lot, who is just like just amazing, like just the most incredibly supportive. Somebody took my class at one point and literally says to me, every person should take your class at some
point. Aww, that's so sweet.
Yeah. And I was talking to her about classes and how do I get more people to come in? And she was like, let's do this. So she has been I mean, she literally, I'm just going to tell you the whole thing.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Folks, welcome to the long shot. We hold back. No, she literally. I woke up one day and I got two videos edited together that were her saying, "Hi, I'm Sean Conroy, and this is what I do, and this is what I." She
oh,
did
like a demo like
dummy
for
version. Yeah, I guess demo is a more polite way of saying it, not dummy version, because she was just demoing and she was like, this is the kind of thing you want to do to get people to whatever, whatever. And I couldn't believe that she did that because she probably spent, you know, an hour making those two videos, which it just like, it just touched my heart, you know?
Yeah. It's so sweet.
And they were good. I was like, there's no way I can ever do this as well as, can you be me from now on? both in TikTok and in life. So she is kind of walking me through the process and helping with this stuff. And there's other people I know who are like paying attention to it and going like, here's something to think about and whatever. Like I did, people should learn from my mistakes. That's one of the things that I am trying to put out there on this. Cause yeah, here's one of the okay.
There's a lot of ideas happening. I like it. This is normally how I talk.
25 different sentences, just the first two words. Look, here's the, you know what? Okay. No, I mean, one of the things you have to do when you become an influencer, like I have.
Oh, I've boy. Are you going to move into one of those mansions in the Hollywood Hills?
Yes, I'm going to start doing ketamine. But this, I mean, this is so, who gives a shit? But you're a social media person, so you know all this stuff.
I was retired, but yes.
You're retired. Congratulations. But it's like, what's your niche? What are you promoting?
You want to have like a hyper specific audience.
And so, and I never want to make those kind of decisions, but it was like, well, this is a thing that I do on a regular basis. I teach people how to write sitcom pilots. So why not make it about that? And then I can incorporate all the other things I want to do, even just do bits or clips from this ridiculous nonsense or whatever, putting that out there as well, but all under the guise of, this is a guy who teaches writing classes, so take his,
listen to him,
his writing classes. And that's very scary to me, because I guess it's imposter syndrome, where you're like, totally, what right do I have to do this? Oh, but anyway, this was the initial thing I was going to say. Is, so I have this friend who's helping with it, but another friend who's like a social media person, and they watched first. Okay, so here's the thing. There's so much to this.
Sure.
I came
up chronological order. I don't know. I don't know.
There's so many pieces that all fit, because it was like, this happened, then a couple other things happened, then right, this other thing happened. So what happened was, it was like, oh, let's have a plan to do this. Let's have a plan to make a bunch of these. And it was like, okay, set up the lights, set up the location. What does it look like? What's the whatever? Is this okay? And here was the mistake I made, was I did all that and I didn't, first of all, I didn't check with anybody and have somebody else, get somebody else's eye on. And I had misgivings about a couple of aspects of it, but I was like, oh, who cares? What's the big deal? I'm just going to forge ahead.
And then you got sued.
And no, but what I did was, the first time I sat down to do it, so each of these things is like a minute maybe, or a minute and 10 seconds, a minute, I don't know, a minute and 11 seconds, a minute and 112.
Sure. Yeah, we get it.
And I was like, I'll just make 17 the first time I sit down. So I made 17 of them on the first day.
And you're all wearing the same outfit. Entire day,
you know? No, I'm not wearing the same outfit. Okay. That much I was anticipatory of. I anticipated that. I switched outfits a couple of times. Not every time, you know? I don't want to make it look like I'm getting dressed up every time I go to record a fucking thing.
You're not Mariah Carey doing costume changes during her MTV Cribs episode, which is right. Iconic.
No, no, I'm not. I'm more like Big Boy during his Cribs episode, where he said, this is where I make my kids at, and pointed to his bed. But no, that was not the problem. The outfit was not the problem. It was, first of all, it was that I made that many all at once, because that was like an entire day's worth of work, you know, of like coming up with the thing and whatever and this and that and recording it and re-recording it and not get, because one of the things that's, obviously you know this because you're on TikTok, you have to be casual about these things. You can't like read from a script, you know. And so I had these ideas, but then I would like fuck up the wording or forget to say something, or so I'd re-record it. So recording 17 of them 4 or 5 times, if you do the math on that, and if each of them is a minute and 13 seconds, a minute 13, a minute 14, somewhere in that area.
Going up, 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 up.
It's hours of time spent doing this. And what I realized when I showed it to somebody was that my misgivings were well-founded.
Oh, no.
That it was just a couple of things. It was, I had done it right here. I was sitting right here.
Mm-hmm.
But with for whatever reason, the camera, I mean, this doesn't look bad the way it is, but the way it was set up, I had the ring camera, you know, the ring thing?
Ring light.
I had that with the camera in it, and it made it so that, like, I was right here, and then there was, like, this much space above my head. So It was just too much of, like, oh, look, there's his ceiling, you know? And the other
thing. Well, because also right now we're horizontal, and TikTok is vertical. So you're going to have.
Right. So that was a problem. And then on top of that, you're not supposed to be reading something. You're supposed to be looking right into the camera. And I was using the camera on the front of the phone without realizing that the camera's at the top of the phone, not in the middle. So I was like looking at myself, and I was looking down and like looking at something, you know? So I just had to toss 17 of them and go,
no.
Starting over. Yeah. Oh, and here was the third thing is, look, let's be honest. I'm a bit of a mope, okay? I'm not the most high energy person in the history of the world, especially when I am talking to a camera with no response from anyone.
Right, right, right.
And I know that's...
And you've done 16 of them already, like...
Well, that was another issue, but like... You know, it's why I never did commercials. Like I booked like one commercial because as soon as I get in front of the camera, I'm like, hey, you know, like low. And I know it's a problem for everybody, but I'm special. It's a bigger problem for me. there's no way to get around it. But anyway, so I had to toss all of those after I talked to my friend, and who was not saying like, get rid of all of that, but was just like, think about this, think about this, think about this. And I said, well, I think I should do them all over again. And they were like, don't do them all over again. Just be aware. But I was like, no, no, no. So I reshot yesterday and today everything I had done the first time and a bunch of other ones and started posting them. And it's fucking scary. Like, it is scary because I am saying I know what I'm talking about. You need to listen to me. Now, that is what my classes are about, is that. But like putting it out to the world like this is – I just know that there are people who actively hunt for anybody who thinks they know what they're talking about to say you're wrong about this. So I'm waiting for the backlash, you know. But then here's the other part of all of this. Is that you know how like I mean I know you know this so I'm just going to say it anyway you say something and the computer's listening to everything you say and it starts like pushing stuff it's like you go like what would it be like if I made a sandwich out of sandpaper, and then the next day you get an ad that's like, make the best sandpaper sandwiches, you know? And so I was talking about writing and whatever the case, something on Twitter or X, what used to be Twitter, pushed to me something called Daily Writing Tips. This is a Twitter account that lots of people follow with tips on writing every day. And I was like, oh, that looks interesting. Let me take a look at some of their tips. So can I, is it okay if I read some of the
tips? Sure.
Yeah. Let me see if I can see it. Okay. Here's one tip, and it says, want to stand out and be more articulate? It's as easy as choosing the right words.
That is the definition of articulate.
Explore the magic of upgrading basic English to a more sophisticated level and see how it can enhance your communication. And then it has a chart of how you say something in basic English.
Oh no.
And how you say something in advanced English. So a basic person like you or myself would say,
sure. A lowly peasant.
I'm sorry, but I can't make it to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Snore. I regret to say that I can't attend the meeting. so much better, right? Like, it's so much more.
But that's also not like a writing tip. It's like a writing a business email tip. Like, it's not.
I don't know. I feel like when I read, let me give
you. Are you going to add this to your novel?
You're not 100% on board. So I'm going to do a couple more because they really. Okay. So she's really good at solving problems.
Too basic.
Yeah, you sound like the hoi polloi. You sound like you live in a tenement building in the Bronx in 1920. She's really good at solving problems. She's excellent at problem solving.
Yes. It's really not that.
It just elevates the discourse.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I suppose.
It's hot outside today.
Oh, no. Is it warm?
It's quite warm out today. Which, by the way, is not the same thing.
He's lesser.
Yeah. He's a great teacher. He's an outstanding teacher. Like, that's just one synonym. I don't understand what you mean. I can't grasp your point. Okay, here's what we'll do. Okay. I'll give
Can
you
guess what the elevation is.
I'll give you the sentence and you okay. See what you okay. The food is delicious.
That meal was scrumptious.
The food is very tasty.
Big of a word. They like downgraded.
I feel like yours was like, so much better.
They're like yum yum in my tum tum.
Right. She's a very talented musician.
She's extremely proficient at musical arts. There's no way that's what it says, but I'm playing the game.
She's a highly skilled musician.
Okay, what are they trying to accomplish?
Here's one. This is what I'm going to put in your work evaluation, and I want you to elevate the language. So okay. What I would put is she's very good at managing projects.
Okay. She excels at project management.
Bingo!
I'm starting to get the pattern.
That's exactly right. Vanna, show Amber what we have behind her. She's very knowledgeable about history.
I appreciate that it's so women forward.
That's me. I'm changing all of them.
Okay. She is very knowledgeable about
patriarchy, just so you're clear.
Thanks. I'm crystal clear. Wait, can I say something really quick about that? Uh-huh. This is just a side note. Yeah. We were at work. I was talking to my boss and we were talking about different preschool shows and like the toys. Anyway, he was like, have you ever noticed that when they say kid shows, it means boy? That like boy is the default? He said it like in this setting. And I was like, I have noticed that my entire life. And he's like, oh. Anyway.
I mean, look, who counts and who doesn't count, you know?
There's girls and there's kids. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, say it for me one more time because I got distracted.
She's very knowledgeable about history.
She's quite the historian.
I like that one. She possesses extensive knowledge of history.
Okay. Because they like quite. They said quite a couple times in some of the elevated version.
Yeah, quite just elevates everything.
You're suddenly British or whatever.
Well, this is actually giving the lie to what we just said because here's the basic English sentence.
Okay.
The presentation was quite boring.
Oh, no. Okay, the presentation lacked entertainment value.
I wish it was that, because I like that. But this is lit. Okay, so here it is. The presentation was quite boring. Here's the advanced version. The presentation was rather uninteresting.
I guess.
It's like on par.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like bigger or harder words. It just feels like the same. It feels lateral, a lateral move.
Yeah. I mean, so anyway, I was like, if those people can say, hey, we're putting out daily writing. Yeah,
no, you're good. You're good.
Because it's like, they had, okay, here's one. Body parts as metaphor. To head. Right. To be at the head of. To lead.
Uh-huh.
She made a bold decision to head towards new adventures. That's a body part as metaphor. To eye, to consider with a view to acquisition or development. He needed time to eye the intricate details of the contract. To finger. I'm just kidding. Imagine that was one of the.
It's like to be on a sleepover with Jamie Flam.
To finger, buy two tickets to finger in the city. What is this? I'm not following
that. I don't know if that's a metaphor.
So anyway, I am now a TikTok influencer. I'm very nervous about it. It was interesting too, because I think two videos were posted today, and one of them got, 200 views, and one of them got 1,000 views. And it's just like, I think that's part of the whole game, right? Is figuring out, why does one get more than the other? And how do you know? You can't figure that out.
I mean, it is, but yeah, don't burn too many calories doing that, because
believe me, I am not going to.
Because the algorithm just does its thing. It feels like there's no rhyme or reason. Mm-hmm. And that one that got less views, it might get served out in 2 months and then get more views than your other videos. Like
a million views.
Yeah. I feel like just do you focus on creating stuff that feels authentic to you and what you want to say to the world.
There's something about this, but I can't finger it. Or I know. I can't put my finger on it. It's quite boring.
No, that's the boring way of saying it. You have to say rather uninteresting.
So I'm hoping to put out a bunch of that stuff and keep doing that, because I have a lot to say about writing and the writing process, which is another whole funny thing. But I'm also hoping I can put up little clips from my the podcast I do called Butler Did It, where I just examine the movies of Gerard Butler and which ones speaks in an American accent in and which ones he speaks in a Scottish.
Is that really your podcast?
I want to have that be a thing, like not, but like literally.
That's a podcast in like a movie, like it's
right.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another edition of Butler Did It, Jerry Butler movie. Again, it was about a bunch of criminals, and he's one of them. I mean, he's always in movies about criminals, and he's always speaking. Uh-huh. The guy has been in more movies than, I don't know, Humphrey Bogart, Cary Grant, and Sean Penn put together. Like every, wow. He's like that at that level of Hollywood stardom where he's not huge, but he's big
enough to
headline a movie, so he's in every, and apparently he'll do everything. But it's also like he's clearly It's true. I am so jealous of his career. But he's also one of those guys who came from Scotland, so that when he plays an American character, he's
it's like, shut the door.
I have to go drive the car back to the bank and get the guns and get the money.
For whatever reason, I always call it shut the door. It's because they love hitting that R. They get so excited to.
Yeah, it sounds very, very, which I'm sure does not happen when an American speaks with an English accent.
Oh, no, we're perfect every time. Nail it, kill it. I was just going to say something. Oh, I know that you are much less woo-woo than I am, generally, but I also think just now you are continually stating aloud to the universe, to the world, to yourself, that you are an expert, that you are good at writing, and that you have something to share. And I don't think that's going to hurt. Like, I think that's good. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I do. And I think that's why it's scary. But I'm also like, I've been doing this for so long, you know, and I do know that I have a lot of pens. I can write, you know,
rather quite a lot of pens.
An inordinate number of pens. But yeah, it is. It's I don't know. But that's also that's what I was going to say is, I'm giving these tips and then I'm like turning off the thing and going, you know,
I should do that.
Like, no, here's the big one is, if you want to be a writer, it's like the thing I said on TikTok, it's not out yet. Folks, look for it on TikTok.
Oh, wow. We've got an exclusive.
Sean Conroy Wright is my TikTok thing. WRITE. See, even now, like I'm saying the name of it, but like it's confusing because you go Sean Conroy Wright and people go, is it right?
Like Robin Wright Penn.
Or is it like, like Rufus Wainwright or
or is it, why would it be?
Or is it right? Like
the Wright brothers? Like,
yeah. There's like four different versions of Wright. Anyway, it's W-R-I-T-E, like the thing I'm saying I know how to do. But one of the things I said, which has not come out yet, so look for it on my TikTok. Sign up, follow me, like my posts, you know, do all the – and
hit that like button, subscribe. Do you have a link tree?
I don't. I should get a link tree.
You gotta get a link tree.
Yeah. Do they sell those at a, is it one of those things where they put a bunch of them in a parking lot somewhere?
Yes, around Christmas time.
Do, 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 do. I would end up with this skinny little one that didn't fit a lot of stuff on it. But
well, just, I want to make sure that if people do find you and are inspired, they can find all of your various projects and support you and take your classes and all of that great stuff.
I agree.
Listen to our podcast.
Yeah. No, I mean, all kidding aside.
And then they'll be like, just kidding.
Unfollow.
His reading tweets.
No, I was
upgrade doing his sentences. I don't know if I should take his writing class.
his reading of various tweets from X is quite confusing.
And rather unnecessary.
But one of the things I said, I made a video about it, a TikTok film, a short thing, about how you need to treat writing like going to the doctor or going to the gym. Like, make an appointment.
Just like has
don't
to
miss it consistently every day. Do it. And I don't do that. Like, I say that to people all the time because it is about consistency, not about I have this genius idea and I'm going to write this genius thing.
Yeah, sitting around waiting to be inspired.
It's like showing up, you know? Mm-hmm. You just keep showing up. And I said that yesterday, I recorded it and I turned it off and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, but it is something to aspire to. So anyway, I called and made a doctor's appointment after I did that one. So.
And brush your teeth. I think that that is also a valid, like if you have a laundry list of reasons why you are doing these TikToks, I think that's a valid one.
For myself.
If nothing else to remind, like a active reminder to do these things.
Man, I feel better. I was going to delete my account today, but now I feel better about it after talking to you.
Because I was so surprised and delighted.
Yes. I mean, I get delighted, but surprised.
Ooh. Well, I was going to send it to you, and then I was like, wait, he knows he has it. And and I'll talk to him later. So I think we're okay.
There are a couple of things out there on TikTok that I am in. I can't even. Oh, there's a clip from an episode of The Goldbergs that I was on 10 years ago. I played a like a sky cap at the airport.
And okay.
I think I had one line, and somehow that clip is floating around TikTok somewhere. So, you know, if you see that, send it to me because I'd like to take a look at it. I haven't.
Okay. It'll be pretty easy. There's only a couple TikToks on TikTok. So like the odds are it'll hit me. I don't know if I'm on Goldberg talk.
Goldberg. I remembered now what I wanted to talk about at the beginning of the show, but I'll save it for parting shots. So anyway, I'm on TikTok, folks. Follow me on TikTok. Amber thinks it's going to be good for me internally and externally, and I hope she's right because I could use both of those things. And she knows what she's talking about.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I know what I'm talking about.
some things.
Totally. And I would say don't look at I don't know what your other social media people are saying, so I don't want to contradict them. But I personally, for you and for the situation, wouldn't get super hung up on the analytics and like how many followers, how many likes, how many views, because it's almost like the writing tip that you said. It's just like showing up, and you can get discouraged or weirdly vain about it. And that's not the point. Because you also might be trying to target a relatively small audience. And as long as you have them and are captivated, it doesn't need to be a million people if it's the right people who you need to reach. Anyway.
Right. I mean, I think you're exactly right. The only thing I will say is it is my goal to have a boxing match with Jake Paul. So sure. I hope I can get to that.
That would be quite interesting.
That would be verifiably mentally ill. Totally crazy. All right. Amber, checking in. What's going on?
Yeah. My vacation is over as of today. Wah, wah. I had to go back to work. But it was freaking lovely. I talked to you last on the first day of my official vacation, and I went to the Korean Day Spa. And I truly was a
You were staring at people the whole time.
Yes. And drooling. I truly was a little bit nervous because in times past, I think we've all been there. It's human nature of like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's going to be great. And then you look up and you're like, I just watched TV for 4 days. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And I was very, very proud of myself because I did. I stayed in the middle of that pendulum, I guess. I didn't like run around and get myself so busy that it wasn't a restful vacation. But I also didn't just stare at my phone and TikTok for a week. Like I had something planned every day. And I took Abby out for her birthday for lunch. I got a haircut. Like my one thing a day, sometimes the bar was very, very low.
I do feel like LA is a place where accomplishing one thing over the course of the day is a huge deal.
Well, and even like the day I went to lunch with Abby, I came back and I was like, oh, I guess I should do other things. And I was like, I'm so tired. I'm just going to lay down for a second. And I allowed myself to, and it was great. And then this weekend, we went to Palm Springs for my friend Charlie's wedding. And that was great. But getting there is such a fucking ordeal. Because I don't even know the distance, actually. But in theory, 2 hours is the distance. Well, it was a little bit more than 2 hours for me because on Friday we had to go drop Smudgy off at my brother's house, which is like on the way.
Bullshit.
But he also lives at the top of a mountain. So his house is technically not on the way to anything except for his neighbor's house.
It's on the way to the moon.
Right. Meow. Anyway. So
a lot of cats around today.
Yeah. So also he was working Friday. He's a normal human being. So he wasn't going to even be home until like 4:30. So it meant that we left our house at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Worst, like hot tip for anyone visiting Los Angeles or Southern California.
Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. is not a good time.
Don't do what I did. Don't try to go anywhere at Friday at 2 p.m. So we were in completely stopped traffic. It took us 3 hours to get to my brother's house. We dropped off Smudgy, and then it took another two and a half hours to get to Palm Springs from there. It was just like, we were completely losing our minds, to be quite honest. But
It's tough. But you guys have traveled together quite a bit at this point.
Yes, yes. No, we weren't like fighting. We were okay. It was just like, when will this end? Is there any open site? We stopped outside of Palm Springs. You know where the dinosaurs are?
Nope.
You've never been?
I've been to Palm Springs. I haven't been to the dinosaurs. Don't know what to tell you.
I mean, you can see them from the front.
What do they have? Do they have a Stegosaurus?
It's like a
Tyrannosaurus Rex, Compsognathus.
I think it's a Brontosaurus and a T-Rex. But don't quote me on it.
Okay. And she said, quote unquote, I
think. But we didn't go there. I just was saying that general area. Anyway, we stopped. And in my head, it was like, we're starting our vacation. We're, you know, we don't get a lot of.
So it was like, the end of the week. You were like, we're starting our vacation.
Yeah. Well, our vacation. He worked the whole week.
Yeah.
And, you know, Smudgy was with a babysitter. That doesn't happen very often. So in my head, I was like, oh, like maybe we'll go out to a nice dinner. And we.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Well, it cut to us at like 7 p.m. exhausted, just shoveling Chipotle in our mouths.
I love Chipotle, though.
Like 20 minutes outside of Palm Springs. But it was like, we made the right choice, though, actually. Because that low blood sugar, long drive
thing. Lack of food contributes no to a lot of things.
Like what? It's
thinness.
Yeah, it makes me not happy. It makes me not a nice person. And we got to our hotel, we checked in, and a big point of why we were going down Friday for the Saturday wedding was that there was welcome drinks we were invited to. And I was like, yeah, let's go. And so we're exhausted. We set our stuff down. And I'm like, okay, let me look to see where these welcome drinks are. Surely they are either at this hotel.
Can I guess?
Yes.
It was at your brother's house.
Yeah, basically. I was like, surely it's either at this hotel or like walking distance across the street. Right. And we looked it up and it was like a 20-minute drive. And I was like, oh, I can't. And Jeff was like, I don't think I can go. And I was like, we're going to freshen up. He drove the whole way down. I was like, I'll drive to welcome drinks. We're going to go. Because also it was like 7:30. And I'm like, what are we going to do? Sit in our hotel room until we fall asleep? Like
Bachelor's on. let me ask you this. Was the hotel you were staying in where most people were staying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah. 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 And so, you know, Jeff makes me laugh, but he kept being like, it was my friend Charlie's wedding. He kept being like, I got some notes for Charlie. But then the welcome drinks were so lovely. And Charlie and I were on a couple sketch teams together. We also knew each other as kids.
Sketch teams.
The Truth and Thriller.
Truce or Truth?
The Truce with a C-E.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying. Oh, with a C. Yeah.
Truce. Yeah, I don't
Like, you guys had a big argument about what to name the team, and finally you were like, okay, guys, let's just...
Yeah, I feel like you've made this exact joke about the truce before.
How dare you?
We, like, haven't been a team. I.O. has been closed for, like,
seven years. Was I.O. stuff. Yeah, well, that was the only place you ever did sketch, right? Was I.O.?
Yeah.
I.O., what a yeah.
What a weird place.
Relic of the past. I mean, I spent so much time there, you know?
Me too. Well, that was what was also...
You were being productive and doing shows. I was just drinking in the bar.
Oh, yeah, that is weird. But when I took Abby... Folks,
welcome back to America's Best Sober Podcast.
I took Abby out for lunch in Hollywood because I wanted us to be on a rooftop because it was nice weather. Huh? And it was so close to I.O. And that's such a weird neighborhood. And it's weird that I spent so much of my life there. Basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that exact strip, though. It's just like nightclub. Yeah. Because you're up in the Hollywood Hills. You're with the...
I am the Hollywood Hills at an undisclosed location. Yes, yes.
Well, if you wanted to elevate it, you might say up. But
I live up in the Hollywood Hills in a place nobody knows where it is. Oh, you mean an undisclosed location? Sure.
Yeah, if you want to be like simple about it.
Yeah.
But so there were several people from the truce at the wedding that I haven't seen in so long. Like, we were trying to keep in contact, but it just, life happens, and we hadn't seen each other in a while, and so we were all super happy to see each other. We had a really fun time, some good dancing, and
you guys have a bond.
Yeah.
And a contract, like a truce. You guys made a truce together.
Yes. But there was an after party at the wedding we were staying at, the hotel we were staying at, and that's like... There was after party after the wedding.
After the party, there was an after party.
Well, okay, I'm going out of order. I will go in order a little bit. So then the wedding day comes. I spend the day in the pool at the hotel. Super excited about that. I got almost no pool time this summer. I like the pool. That was fun.
Did you get a Caesar salad by any chance?
I didn't. I did get chilaquiles though.
Did you sit on the steps where you weren't supposed to?
No, there was plenty of seating here. And then we got ready for the wedding, and we had to be ready at 3:30 to get on a shuttle to get to the wedding. They said, you cannot drive to the wedding. You cannot take a lift to the wedding. You cannot have someone drop you off. You have to go on the shuttle. And we're
Why
like,
why was that?
I don't know. And so we get on the shuttle, and I'm like, surely they're taking us.
I know what's going to happen.
Really close.
The wedding was on the shuttle, correct?
No, the wedding. It was like 35-minute drive into the desert. And I was like, what is happening? But then we all had to shuttle back to the hotel after the wedding. The wedding was great, but it was like... just in a neighborhood. It was very strange. It was just in a neighborhood. And that's why we had to take a shuttle, because neighbors didn't want cars there. But there was also a security guard posted up. No one in, no one out of the wedding venue. So I was like, okay, I hope I don't have an emergency. So we took a shuttle back to the hotel. And then there was an after party at the bar at the hotel. And so then it was like, okay, now it makes sense why we're staying here. Because like every event, I was like, we're nowhere near this hotel. Why are we all at this hotel?
And could you take an Uber from the hotel to the after party?
Yeah, but it wouldn't take very long.
Okay, truce. Fine.
Truce. But so there was like a little bar there, and it was playing dance music from like the 2000s. Extremely loud, and I was going nuts. I love a dance.
Love to dance at weddings.
And so I was like sweating, losing my mind. I also, like, a lot of my friends were dancing, but sometimes they weren't. And so it was just like I was dancing with strangers. Like, let's do this.
You know, cake.
I do know cake. But I guess all of my stories are just like, I went to a wedding and I danced.
But, no, I hear Cake is doing a wedding tour. They're going from wedding to wedding.
Yes. But then my friends, because I didn't like broadcast the fact that I wasn't drinking, but then it became clear and they were like, you're dancing like a lunatic and you're stone cold sober. And I'm like,
I mean, anything's possible. I don't see that as contradictory, you know? Like, I feel like if you...
Well, some people need their inhibitions.
The inhibitions, yeah.
But I don't have that problem.
Yeah. See, the next time I go to a wedding, I'm going to dance like crazy because when I was drinking, I would be like, oh, I don't want to look like a fool and have people go, oh, that guy.
Oh, he's so drunk.
But now I'll be like, what's up, motherfuckers? Check me out. I'm doing the worm, you know, like...
You haven't done it in a while, but there was a phase that like you would just constantly tell me what a good dancer you were over and over again.
It is true. I
still have yet to see the somebody
already commented on my TikTok. They were like, and I'm sure it's somebody who listens to this show. Uh-huh. I think they even said in the comment, like big Lo Show Po fan, but they were like, you should record these, but while you're doing a silly dance.
That's true.
I know. I'm like, yeah.
Hop on those TikTok trends.
I'm but make an appointment to write every day. And
I like it. I'll click on it. But yeah, it's also super because Palm Springs is so dry. It's the desert. It was so nice to wake up and not feel like absolute garbage. I was still thirsty, but like I was like, I can't imagine if I drank last night.
Oh my God. Yes. Like you would just be wiped.
Like, ugh. Yeah. And then having to drive home in the sun. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even really remember, but both times I went to Palm Springs, I definitely was completely hungover the next day when I woke up. Or I think we were there for 2 days when we did the long shot maybe. And, being in a dry atmosphere like that just makes it 50 times worse.
It's crazy. We brought in like Jeff and I brought in jugs of water because why not? And we went through it all. Like,
have you ever been to the top of the thing in Palm Springs?
No, we were just talking about that. Have you? You said you had.
Yeah, I have, and I loved it, and I have a fantasy at some point about a pinup mom. No, I have a fantasy.
What's going on?
I have a fantasy of shooting a scene on the tram. Well, no, on the tram because it's this big round thing that turns the entire time you're going up. And it goes really steeply up the side of the mountain. It's so cool. And obviously the Palm Springs itself is very flat at the desert floor. Mm-hmm. And so you can see everything. There's like three towns in the area. You could see all of them. It's just a very spectacular vista, as they say in advanced English.
It's a nice.
It's a good view. You know. It's a spectacular panorama. So you made it through.
I made it through. And, there was an 8-month pregnant woman at the wedding that I did not know. And, we were just waiting in line for the bathroom together at the wedding. And somebody asked her, what's your due date? Wait, what? Yes. correct. Asked her what her due date was, and she said November 24th. And I was like, that's my birthday. Like, complete stranger who's like sweating profusely from dancing. She's like, okay, like, it's gonna be weird.
Did you guys talk a lot about old sketches?
Totally. And I don't know if you have this, but I'm realizing my memory isn't so hot. Like, there's certain things I hold on to, but my brain only has so much space. So it just, like, every once in a while, Control-Alt-Delete. So they would bring up sketches that I'd be like, oh, that sounds kind of vaguely familiar. Like, what was the premise? And they'd be like, "You wrote it, Amber." I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." Okay.
Was it cardboard laptop?
It was not. It was not. But we were all laughing about how, like, it. Karen, she's a friend of yours as well. Karen was there. We were hanging out at the wedding the whole time, and she made me laugh because she made the point. She's like, "I took it so seriously. I spent so much money on writing classes and." I took my craft really seriously and rewrites and my acting choices and all the money I spent on props and costumes and wigs. And she's like, the thing that I remember the most is the time that Charlie, the chair slightly came apart while Charlie was doing a scene and we laughed for 20 minutes. Like, like that's all I took away from this whole experience. But yeah.
There are certain things that stand out in your mind. I mean, I don't have that with a sketch group because I was never in a sketch group for that long, but certainly with improv stuff. And one of the problems for me is that other people remember stuff you did and you remember stuff other people.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I have no recollection of that, but I do remember the time that you told me to get down on my knees and let you ride me like a horse. I'll never forget that. And then nobody edited the scene, so I had to.
You're like, my knees!
I remember that, that's for sure.
Oh my God.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. And
it was super fun.
You know, those guys are married. And do they ever they're a couple, and do they ever fight with each other?
I don't know, maybe.
Because if they do, maybe they should declare.
Oh, yes. They both had very funny vows. Uh-huh. Charlie started his with like, "I am so excited to smooch you for the very first time later today." Which is very Charlie's sense of humor. And we laughed very hard.
Well, it seems to me like we have gotten to a point in the show that we like to call parting shots. So why don't we start today? Let's flip it around and do Amber first. So Amber,
okay, great.
Parting shots. Or no, wait, I'll go first. So we keep it.
Okay.
And I don't have a ton, but I saw an ad on TV last night. Like, I feel like entertainment culture is going down the tubes, you know? And I don't say that because it's television. But apparently there was an article today in the AV Club all about how Martin Scorsese is a crotchety old man who just hates new things because they're new and they're cool and he doesn't like that. And, you know, he's famously spoken out about how.
Right. He doesn't like the Avengers and stuff. Yeah.
And this article totally took the side of the Marvel movies and was like, Scorsese's an idiot. He doesn't, you know, and it's just like, this is like one of the most influential filmmakers of film. You know, he's up right there with, I don't know who, you know, Chaplin and Kenneth Branagh, who did all the Hercules.
I always lump those three together and I always confuse them.
but anyway, so I saw an ad last night for a new TV show that's starting.
Okay.
It's called NCIS Sydney. So they are now doing, I don't know how many, this has got to be at least the fifth or sixth version of NCIS, but it's in Sydney, Australia for some reason, I'm assuming. Although then I was thinking about it and I was like, you know, I would actually like this show. If
it was just like Sydney, Iowa or something.
No. I was going to say everybody in the show was named Sydney. Like just
that's cool.
Sydney could be a man or a woman's name.
Right, and every killer is named Sydney, but which Sydney?
Right, and just every line of dialogue is like, Sydney, did you see that Sydney got Sydney to do the thing with Sydney?
That's so good.
That would be interesting, but it just, it depressed me to see that that's what the big new CBS fall show. And I know CBS is for old people and all that stuff, but like, come on, let's make something a little bit original. And I'm going to talk about that on my TikTok, Sean Conroy Wright, not like Rite Aid, not like Rufus Wainwright, not like the Wright brothers, not like
wrong or right.
Party.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I have. How about you?
I'm going to talk about another day on my vacation.
Great.
My friend Whitney moved down to Laguna and I had a beach day with her and it was so nice. I think in the past I've gone to Laguna on like weekends and it's really madness and it's hard to find parking, but going on a Thursday, like I had street parking right next to the beach we were going to. I beat her there. I didn't expect to. So I was just set up camp and started reading a book and she took some pictures from like, it's Laguna. So it's all cliffs and you have to go downstairs to get to a beach. So she took pictures without me.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It's very beautiful. It's crazy pretty. So she took pictures of me reading without me knowing it. And then it was just really nice to spend.
You didn't know you were reading?
I was like, what is this? How come these thoughts are coming into my mind? I never thought of this before. It was just really nice to spend one-on-one time with her and be at a beautiful beach. And she's always, she moved down to Laguna at the height of COVID for a lot of reasons. And so she's like, where should I go next? And what should I do? And I kind of want to move back to LA, but it's now too expensive for me to move back to LA because now I live 5 minutes away from the beach and my rent is cheaper than it is. Anyway, she's torn about where to go. And so I was just like, this is spectacularly beautiful. And I know this isn't permanent and this might all change tomorrow, but I hope that you're at least slightly appreciating the life that you're living right now because it's pretty cool. It's like she lives in a vacation town.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is kind of the dream to live by the beach or my dream anyway, you know?
Same. Yeah.
And how far is it to Laguna? Like how long does it take to get down there on the weekday like that?
It wasn't too bad. I want to say it took me maybe like an hour, hour and a half. Coming home was 4 hours or something ridiculous. I was like, it'll be fine. And it was not fine.
But that's because you parked at the hotel before you went to your house.
Right. Well, it was because I was driving back to LA like during rush hour. But Salimi, I thought like, oh, rush hour is everyone from LA coming back south. I won't hit anything. But they figured out a way to be trafficy every direction.
That's the world we live in, folks. There's traffic everywhere. Shout out to Whitney. I was just looking at an email I had from Whitney.
Oh, really?
Like 13 years ago or something. Like she was.
Oh my god.
She was helping me out with some writer's assistant stuff, and she was really great.
She's amazing, and she's gonna have her second child in November.
24th?
Nope. I wish.
That's too bad.
Yeah, the kid's going to be a Scorpio, but it's okay. We need Scorpios.
Well, do we?
We do. We do.
I guess we do.
But Sagittariuses are so fun.
All right. That is our show, folks. That is the Long Shot Podcast for the week of October 16th. 2023. Thank you so much for listening. Anything else, Amber, before we go?
I don't think so. I feel like we touched on it last week. We're not really talking about
the world.
Yeah. Elephants in the room. But I personally don't feel like an expert on the topic. And I don't feel like I need to be voicing my opinion other than like sending love and support. And that sounds so cheesy and lame, but I think you know what I'm getting at. Like,
I don't
have anything to add to the discourse.
That's exactly right. And I was thinking about that because I won't even go so far as to say, I don't know that much about it. I know I'm so,
you know, everything.
No. I have some opinions that are so uneducated about, as with everything in the world, I have very strong opinions with absolutely nothing to back them up. And as you have seen many times on this show, I will get into my opinion right from the beginning and be very strident about it and whatever. But I was thinking about it today and I was like, I think there's enough of that going on everywhere right now that we don't need to do it on this show. But obviously we're both thinking about that stuff and hoping for the best, you know? Okay. Well, do you want to get into it a little bit? No.
Let's solve it. You and me right here.
Folks, this has been The Long Shot. Please like and subscribe to the podcast. Find it on our channel, Sean Conroy Gets Happier.
Your TikTok.
Follow me on TikTok. Follow Amber on Twitter. TikTok. I saw that you followed me on TikTok.
I did. You can see some smudgy videos. There's not a lot on there.
And we'll see you next time on The Long Shot. It's a podcast. Yeah, that's it. Okay, now I have to turn this thing off. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. And if you leave, darling, if you ever go, well, I'll tell you nothing, because nothing's what I know. And I'll beat my door until the paint turns black and blue. Oh, and babe, I'm gonna cry all over you. Of a million people fainting, and some evil doer tainting everything that is alive. And I forgot the point of cursing, and I'm no good at conversing. If my condition ever worsens, then I'll probably not survive. And if you leave, darling, if you ever split, well, I'll give a damn. Hell, I'll even give a shit. And I'm gonna worry, 'cause there's nothing left to do. Oh, and babe, I'm gonna cry all over you. Yes, and babe, I'm gonna cry. Oh, and babe, I'm gonna cry. Yes, and babe, I'm gonna cry all over you. Thank you.